Stoney is going to be out at the Dream Cruise this Saturday with Gator doing their live broadcast. The Dream Cruise is this weekend. Mm-hmm. I look around and we're all going, oh, yeah, it's this weekend. None of us are big car people, right?
Well, not currently, but I have fixed up a few and had a couple of classics.
How do you feel about the Dream Cruise, classic cars?
I love the Dream Cruise, love the classic cars. I would love to be able to do a frame-up restoration. I'm a huge early model Bronco fan. I had a 68 at one point that was almost all original. I was able to find parts and get it back. It was three on the tree. It just was the perfect vehicle. I thought it was so much fun to drive around. You know, the bench seat in the back, and it just was, God, it was perfect. Take the top off in the summer. And then I had a 77 early model Bronco. The last year they made that body style, and that one I completely took a different direction. It had a 12-inch lift, 40-inch tires. It had, I mean, it was souped up, jacked up, and it was bright orange. It was roll bars. Didn't even have a top.
You're more of a gearhead than I thought you were. I didn't know this.
Did you have to sell them?
I did sell them, yes. Some of it was just unable to keep at the time. And the one that I had all jacked up, that was the first one I had. And right after, and I bought it somewhat done. I ended up making a couple of modifications to it. And that's when I started having some of my injuries. So I tore my Achilles. Then I busted up my ankle and I just couldn't get in it. And so I ended up selling it. And that's when I got the 68, which was my favorite because it was all original, inline six. It was just perfect.
Well, so then you have an appreciation for this. And I do too, even though I'm not a car guy. And I want to ask people the Dream Cruise, it's either a love it or loathe it situation. Like I live in Royal Oak and I know people there get really annoyed with the traffic. While I'm not a car guy, I grew up in a family of car guys. My grandpa is in his 90s and he has an old Model T that he has done up and he takes it out to car shows. Like he is a Dream Cruise guy. My dad, I've told you guys the stories. We'd go to Milan Dragway and he had a 68 Super B and he'd take that thing down the track. So I grew up around people who were really big into cars. I myself am not, but I love that they have that outlet. I love that we have that unique thing in our backyard. I like living somewhere where stuff's happening. It's not that big of an inconvenience to me personally. So where are you guys at with the Dream Cruise? 248-539-9797. While I'm not a car guy, I think it's cool. John, you are more of a car guy than I thought you were.
I love bending a wrench. I love being able to... And the cars now, like on my truck, like I can replace the fuel filters, the oil filter, but there's not a lot. I could, you know, lift it. There's some things that you can do, but in the old engines... You know, like and the 77 that I had, put a 302 in, and it just, God, it was so much fun. But you could do all of that stuff because it wasn't all computerized. Like I didn't have to worry about this module going here. It was just, you know, figuring it out is basically what it was. You could figure it out.
Yeah.
Now you have to have, it feels like you have to have certain training. There are some modifications that you can make, but a lot of it is just too technical and too computerized.
So I'm not a car guy at all. And I've always been, number one, fascinated by the fact that I've never in this industry worked with somebody that's really a car guy. The guy closest to it is probably what John just said.
Because you think most guys are either sports or cars?
I think the guys in this industry are.
Okay.
I think there are people out there that are equally car people and sports fans, but they're not probably the extreme as us. Like we're all nerds, basically. And the reason John is the car guy of the people here at the station is because you were the least of the nerds. You were a football player.
He played the game.
That stepped into the media industry versus your entire career being in somebody in the media industry. But I just never got into it. And I don't know why, because I find cars to be cool. I don't care other than, I've always looked at a vehicle as something that gets me from point A to point B. Would I want to have a Charger, for example? Yeah, but... Why am I going to spend that much more for that than what I drive? No.
Yeah. So, cars are cool, right? I mean, and I think a lot of people, even if you're not a car guy or girl, you could still think they're cool in some certain ways. And there's two different ways I think that you kind of view it is like in the Broncos that I own, one was all original and I wanted to keep it that way. And it was being able, it was the fun of being able to find parts and being able to, you know, go to different junkyards and maybe pulling something off of that that was still in really good condition that I could, you know, fix up and make even better and get it back to the original. And then there's also this part of you that buys into the whole cool factor, the more power factor and the noise and everything that goes along with it. How big of tires can I put on this? What can I do after I construct this monster and test it?
But I've gone to car shows and I'm bored in 10 minutes. Oh, that's cool. Okay, let's go. You know, it's kind of like just doesn't fascinate me other than the quick, oh, that's cool looking or whatever. Side note, side topic here. Me and Paul have concluded that John's favorite vehicle, the 68 Bronco, is definitely something that a serial killer would drive.
Oh, really?
I mean, look it up.
68 oh, yeah. Bronco. I mean, it's oh. either, this is this could be the Unabomber's vehicle back in the day.
It's really boxy. I'm looking at it right now.
So cool.
It's a cube.
It is.
Doesn't it? Couldn't you think that it's slowly driving up?
John, you don't agree with this designation?
No, I don't agree. No. I mean, if it was a, you know, some type of 68 panel van.
Okay, the unmarked white van. That's what Paul said.
Yeah,
that's
exactly,
the default.
Yeah,
that's I think
the default,
this one's sneaky.
So if you were hitchhiking and someone came up you'd say, you know what, I'll wait for the next car.
Oh, no. That rolls up and you're like, this guy gets it. All right. I want to talk to this. That's why I think car guys and car girls, when you are at a car show, you got to have a conversation. And you got to walk up and say, you know, first of all, where did you find the car? What condition was it in? What have you done to return it to this condition? Like all of those different things, I think, are very interesting parts of each individual owner of their car.
Heather, is Colin interested?
No, not really.
But you guys aren't going to the Dream Cruise?
I'm like indifferent about the Dream Cruise. I actually would go just to have something to do, even though I'm not like into the cars. I've worked the Dream Cruise for years, back when I used to do auto shows and stuff like that. I like something to go do, but I'm not into the cars. Like, it doesn't
excite you.
No, but I do like the old Broncos.
That's why I like the new ones, because the Bronco 2, no thank you. The full-size Bronco, I thought was cool in its own right, but I like the early model body style. I like older cars because they all seem to have a personality. You look at them and you could tell exactly what they are. Like it's the Bronco, a lot of people could compare it to the International Scout. But there's still differences. When they roll up, you know which one is which. Land Cruiser, like all of those things, you know which one is which.
Do you feel like modern cars today have less personality?
Yeah, 100%.
I think that's pretty obvious. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's just not a lot of originality in modern cars.
And there's a whole lot of originality if you go to the Dream Cruise.
Oh,
sites. And again, I'm not a car person, but you don't have to be, I think, to appreciate it. I don't know. I mean, we got people complaining on the ticket text, people who love it on the ticket text. You guys want to jump in on the phones? 248-539-9797. I'll give you just a quick sampling here. This one says, old men in their old cars, someone please look at me. Sad attention seekers, grow up. Another person says there's nothing like it anywhere in the world. People come from all over to see this in our own backyard. People should appreciate it more. Well, which camp are you in?
People love to show off their hobbies.
Right.
It's a hobby. It's not attention seekers.
I spend a lot of time with this stuff.
Yeah.
All right. It's 97.1.